This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings. This is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue. It won't do.
Dance. Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and, candidly, a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome in to the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Game day, Friday edition of the program. It's your Tennessee Volunteers. Travel to Columbia, Missouri.
It does work. What? I was a little worried.
Oh.
We didn't have a checker of the...
I was wondering, you're over there making faces, you hadn't even said anything yet.
Like, I know, what? I was nervous.
What?
But we're in business.
All right. Hopefully they get
the office isn't as full this morning, you know?
Sad.
Very. Very sad.
Yeah.
Just a bummer.
Internless for today and Monday.
Right.
Apparently.
Right. Yeah.
Well, checking this forecast for Columbia, Missouri. Looks good. Remember earlier in the week, it was kind of spotty. Tonight, at least, they're should be good to go.
Yeah, kind of a bummer, man.
What's a bummer?
Well, day one of the Bassmaster Classic got postponed due to flooding.
Flooding.
Yeah, apparently got a lot of rain. That's what causes floods.
Too bad you're not in a boat the whole time.
It still gets dangerous out there, old Dave. Floating debris, high current. Can't be too careful.
Looks like a lot of rain on Saturday and then thunderstorms for Sunday out in Missouri, where our baseball boys just need to take a business trip, get 2 to 3 victories.
So A&M was going after Tony V.
Uh-huh.
He spent some time at TCU. Arkansas probably not going to be looking for a coach anytime soon. They're pretty good. What are they? Number one. They're number one in the country. You know, Tony V played at Missouri.
All right. I forgot that.
Yeah. And they stink.
Oh, come on. They don't. They're not a baseball thing, are they? That's
not what do you mean? Thing. Not
like
a baseball
school, are they?
No, but they might want to be. And now they're, you know, their boy's coming back
home.
I
thought A&M.
Bringing in a top five team.
No. I don't think that's a threat.
I've talked about it for the A&M game. I just, you know.
A&M has, like, the nicest stadium in the conference. Like, they want to be good at it. They're already, like, you know, want to be a baseball school. And Missouri, they're known for journalism.
I'm just saying. I just don't want them. The same thing as A&M. Okay. I don't want them to be like, hey, Tony.
Danny White's got it.
Come hang out with us, bro.
He's got it under control.
Just take the guys to the hotel, and we'll just go out for a drink. It's good to see you again, old bud.
I don't think so. I think we're good.
Did they make him an offer he can't refuse? Don't want that. Don't want that.
I don't know if Missouri baseball's ever been good.
Probably not. Just a hunch. Just
never kept up with it. Never even thought about it.
You've never once thought about Missouri baseball?
Nope.
Until right now.
Until right this moment.
Dave, you don't count.
Have you thought of Missouri baseball?
Just this week because I knew we were playing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't tell you anything about them. I'm assuming there's black and gold in their uniform somewhere or yellow. What? Is it yellow? Right?
Well, we know Davey doesn't like it because it looks like the Steelers. That's enough.
It sounds like he's hitting a bong. Oh, he was. Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, my bad.
Laramie Tunzel action.
Yeah. So Dave's mad already because we started. It's a big series, Dave. We're top five team going on the road. Got to take.
I'm actually not mad. I'm glad you went that way because I knew I wouldn't have anything to contribute. I just wanted to go ahead and start drinking my drink. I'm going to be crunching numbers. I've got the break set up. Just going to be back here minding my own business. Just everybody leave me alone. I'll come back around 7:30. If you do feel like calling today, try to keep it somewhere between 7:25 and 7:28, at least for the first segment.
Why?
I don't want to have to deal with it outside of that three-minute period.
A lot of gambling planning going on.
I welcome anyone to call in at any time, especially
right now. Right now.
Just call in and say, hey, and then hang up so you just distract them.
Put those lights going. 546-8200. You know, it was bad before we got the three flashing strobe lights for the phones. You had to keep looking over there.
Yeah, you'd miss them for sure.
Now you can just light Davey up, just boom,
literally. I don't want to talk, but I'm gonna interrupt you guys talking and drink my drink like a jackass.
And then don't call.
Yeah, then you give the listener what? Who are you? All this power's got into your head, man.
I'm the chief of police.
Oh, good line. Wait. You know that's from Jaws, right?
It can be used by other things.
It was, yeah. They use it in Stranger Things.
Son of a... Nope.
Answer the phone.
Do your job, man. God. What is this?
What?
Who was it? They hang up?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Call back. Yeah. Call back. He's going to answer it again.
Yeah, well, just jeez.
I mean, you got 3 hours back there. You'll have time.
Tony V's coached at Missouri, too?
Uh-oh. Oh, man. I didn't know that.
Don't like it. Is it ringing? Is the phone ringing, Dave? No. Oh, okay. I'm making sure.
Call him back.
We're not going to lose Tony V to Missouri. No, if we lost him to A&M and it was like they're paying him $2 million a year, it's like, okay, well, that stinks, but you could kind of understand it. Mm-hmm. If we lose him to Missouri, I'm going to be livid. Did you see that Florida got beat by Kentucky last night?
I did see that.
Was it 5-0, the final?
It was 7-5.
7-5?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, they made a little run there at the end. That's good.
SEC East standings are now Vanderbilt and Tennessee.
Tied at the top.
14-7.
Yep.
Florida, 13-9. Game and a half back. The loss.
Okay.
To Kentucky. South Carolina, 11-10. Kentucky, 11-11. Kentucky's trying to climb.
They are.
On the right side of the bubble.
Postseason life. Fighting for it.
Georgia's 10-11. And Missouri is 5-16.
5-16.
We need to sweep this series. I hate to say that. I mean, it's the SEC.
No, we've said the last few, okay, win the series. If you sweep it, great. You just can't lose the series.
You got to sweep
this one. You're right. It's a lot of pressure on the guys, though.
Well, it's good for them, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
They need to be able to handle the pressure going into tournament play. In the West, Arkansas is 15-6. Then Mississippi State is 14-7. Ole Miss, 13-8. Alabama, 11-10. And then LSU 8-14, A&M and Auburn have only won 5 games each.
Okay. We're sweeping this series. It's happening. I've all leave.
What the schedule is going to be. I mean, they really should probably like play two tonight.
Why is that? Because of the weather?
Yeah, it's supposed to rain a ton Saturday and then thunderstorm Sunday.
Nah. Can't play two games on a Friday.
Nah, no. I mean, you can, but.
Did you see that Tennessee got a kind of commit yesterday?
A kind of commit?
Yep.
Is that like an almost, or how does that work?
Preferred walk-on.
Oh, okay.
Nigel Lanier of North Jackson High School in Stevenson, Alabama. 6 foot, 290 pounds.
A POW.
He had reported offers. POW. Shut the hell up. From Presbyterian College, Virginia Wise, Miles College, Erskine College.
That's Erskine.
Erskine. And New Mexico Military Institute, as well as Georgia Knights Prep Academy.
Erskine, isn't that
Erskine. Erskine?
Is that in 96? No, Due West. That's in Due West, South Carolina.
Erskine.
That's why I know it's Erskine. Yeah.
What is? I'm thinking of a movie where there's someone named Erskine. It's in the. It's an 80s movie, maybe early 90s. Erskine.
Is there a South Carolina?
No.
Only if you're a moron. Still on your. Six quadrants of Tennessee, huh?
Tim and I are intellectuals. I don't know if you saw the map, but...
Yeah, so if I read it correctly, he gave you four quadrants, but they were like quadrant one and a fifth?
They were fractions because...
Right, to get you to...
According to math, you can't have more than four quadrants.
I don't think you can have less than four quadrants either. It's a quadrant. So, what was it? Sextant? Septant? I can't remember.
That's what somebody said.
David Erskine of the other guys. Nope, that's not what I was thinking. Erskine. I'll think of it. That was a good. That was a good tip there, from my Florida connection.
It's in between, you know, Erskine. Antreville and Ware Shoals.
Sure. Yeah. In beautiful part of the country.
In Due West. You know, it's just
West.
It's just a hop, skip, and a jump from Hodges, South Carolina.
That's where you're from, right? Low country Hodges?
Nope. First of all, that's the upstate. Second of all, you want to know another weird...
Is it south upstate or north upstate?
Well, this will be the...
Also, why do they call it upstate and, like, what is... It's not a very...
Upstate?
Yeah.
Because
mountains?
No, because the way the soil is.
Oh.
Basically, once you get down below Columbia, it's just that completely different type of, you know,
it's like
sandy,
marsh,
fertile
land stuff.
No, it's not yet. You get down that further. So, like in the upstate of South Carolina, it's more like here. It's like a lot of red clay. Yeah. It's obviously not
limestone
as
rock
hilly, but it's foothills, you know. And then
like Maribel.
Actually, over as you kind of go up, you know, past Erskine here and Anderson and then Clemson and and Saluda and like, you know, up into the.
Ah, Saluda, yes.
Up into the what they call the dark corner.
The dark corner?
Yeah. It gets really mountainous right in the upper.
Yeah,
left.
I've made that drive. It's beautiful.
The dark corner up there.
That's my favorite way to go to Columbia, through the mountains in the fall.
That's a different part of mountains.
Nope.
But,
same
you
one.
Know, you got
like
Table Rock up there.
Table Rock's actually in Missouri. It's a
Pinnacle
lake.
Pinnacle Mountain. Anyway.
You're thinking of Asheville.
No, so my grandmother, who had obviously had a different last name.
Bless her heart.
She grew up in Hodges, South Carolina. Different clan. She married a Hodges from Charleston in the low country. It's very strange.
I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
So I would go to Hodges for my Stevenson reunion.
Fascinating.
Yeah, as a little tiny kid.
You know where I'd go for my family reunions?
Where?
Paris.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Look at that Erskine College building. It looks nice.
It's literally, you just showed me a pinpoint on a map.
No, up here. Upper left
the small
corner. Yeah.
Sorry, that's the northwest corner of your screen.
Well, it's kind of like Auburn, you know. A
lot of brick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Auburn. Due west.
Due west. Is it really South due Carolina. West?
I don't know what it's due west of. I need to
something,
get that.
Something important.
Yeah. No, I was born right there.
This is great radio as you show me a map.
And that's where I lived when I was a little kid.
Yep. It's helped me out a lot. Really, I'm definitely understanding more about you now. Well, you would go to Hodges for the Stevenson reunion.
To make it a sports side, that's where Clemson is right there.
Yep, the mistake by the lake. Got
and
it.
And then that's Anderson, which is a slightly bigger city near Clemson.
What lake is that?
Lake Hartwell.
Ooh, Hartwell.
Well, there's a bunch of lakes, but Lake Hartwell's the big one that people go like.
Yeah, the Bassmasters go there.
Do they?
Yep.
Yeah.
They had a classic there once. Casey Ashley won it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Savannah River. Like, that's that's the border between South Carolina and Georgia.
Yep.
Wonder if they try and steal South Carolina's water like they do Tennessee.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
But our water's better.
I hate Georgia.
Yep. Georgia can get out. They can go to hell. Mm-hmm. It's hot down there. Not everybody in Georgia, just the people who want our water. David, did someone call and bother you?
Do they want to get on the air?
No. Just to bother you?
Awesome.
We appreciate our callers for bugging old Dave as he does absolutely nothing and complains about it. But, yeah, going back, Nigel Lanier.
What's he play?
Receiver.
Another receiver, huh?
You can't have too many. Yeah. We used to kind of mess with, was it Zach Azani, because he always kept rotating dudes. Like, hey, maybe just leave Josh Malone out there. He's a pretty good player. Hypo, I feel like you're going to have to rotate guys with the speed and the pace. Yep, he said he chose to take the preferred walk-on offer at Tennessee because he felt like it was the best fit for his education and for him to develop as a player. He could not pass up an opportunity to play at this level. It has been a dream of his. And let's see here. So what did I say? 6'2", 190. Clocked a 4.6240, which is faster than Jerry Rice, so got that going for us. Says, Hypo loves to throw the ball and get the ball to the playmakers. The staff of Tennessee are amazing. The opportunity I see for myself as a wide receiver is to go in day one, be a sponge, soak in all the knowledge and experience from the coaches and players that are already there. So, Javonta Payton, Nigel Lanier.
Yeah.
And now we wait on Dejon Terry, D-tackle, who we apparently want over Jay Hardy.
Well, it's a good way to get to
85.
You know, get to 85, you don't have.
Well,
to
he's a preferred walk-on.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
maybe he earns one.
You can be at like 100. How many walk-ons can you have?
I don't know.
A limited number?
Unlimited, probably.
I mean,
but
you can.
There's only so many you can
dress on
SEC
a game.
Games. You can dress. There may be another number for NCAA, but it's a smaller number for SEC games, and it's a smaller number for SEC
road games.
Games.
Right.
One Stripe says they got another classic in Lake Harwell next year. Does that sound right?
Next year's classics on Lake Harwell?
They go back again next year to Lake Harwell.
They've been doing that a lot lately, just bouncing between the same lakes. I think they get money from the town if they host.
They get money from the town?
Yeah, like they say, like for example, Knoxville. They said, hey, we want to have the Bassmaster Classic in Knoxville. And Knoxville says, okay, we'd like that. What's it going to take to make it happen? And the Bassmaster says, well, we need $2 million, but we're going to bring in thousands of people are going to come in for the classic and the expo, and it works out. Which is why the most popular and attended classic of all time was the one in Knoxville a few years ago. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Because I've told you.
Yep. That's the only reason I know.
We love our bass fishing around here. Also, it's easy to get to, 75 and 40. The quadrants, the arteries, Knoxville. Beautiful place. Happy to call it my home. Anything else for us, old Dave? Got it?
Thumbs up from Davey.
Thumbs up.
He didn't even look up.
Nope.
Can't even do us the...
Mm-mm.
Sad.
Did you see the rumor yesterday that Tennessee and Arizona are discussing a home-and-home basketball series?
Ooh. All right. Who's Arizona's coach now? Davey?
He's not paying attention. I really don't know.
I think they just promote it from within.
Oh, really?
Mm.
That's boring. Tommy Lloyd. Tommy Lloyd.
Tommy Lloyd.
Yep.
Okay.
It says he's got a tough road to hoe after Sean Miller's whole deal.
I'd say so. Yeah. How bad can it really be, though?
Nah, yeah, I don't know. It's basketball. Okay. I mean, Arizona's a...
Say it.
I mean, they're not a blue blood, but like...
Okay, I thought you were going to say it. No, I was going to fight you for it.
But out west, I mean, that's it's one of the, like, you know, semi-premier programs.
Yeah, I'd say if, once you get west of Kansas, they're up there in the top handful.
There was we went to Kentucky one time to play in a big tournament, and there was a school from, I think, from Vegas. And because they were like the way they were getting players, and I don't know, they were a boarding school or whatever. It was basically one of the basketball factories.
Was it Bishop Gorman? That's where
I don't remember. But
isn't that where Deion Sanders played? Or son played or something?
The Nevada High School Association had basically ruled that they couldn't play. They weren't allowed to play high school basketball in the state of Nevada.
Because they were too recruity.
Right, yeah, something.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were playing an entire basketball schedule.
On the road.
Outside of their own state.
Huh.
So they have flown to Lexington to play in this tournament. But they had, they had some guys that they thought might go to Arizona back in the day. I don't know if they actually did or not. But
well, speaking of SEC.
Arizona is where they all wanted to go.
Right.
Being from Vegas. Naturally. That was my point of the story. Yeah. Speaking of what?
Arkansas guard Desi Sills has transferred to Auburn. 6'2", 200-pound guard. Averaged 7.5 points, 2.7 rebounds, and 1.6 assists last year for the Razorbacks.
You know, we kind of laughed at the coaches who said it would be like
free agency.
And it's exactly like free agency.
Well, it's the initial, you know, first wave. Remember, it's a one-time transfer rule. So, I don't think it's going to be this bad every year. Right? Can't be.
They only get one transfer?
They want to play immediately, yeah. Remember?
I thought we said that should be the rule. Is that...
Huh? Do you listen to the show?
Yeah, but...
No, the NCAA approved the one-time transfer rule.
Okay. So, you think this is just the everybody
yeah,
gets
I think
their
it's,
one?
Yeah, yeah. Because before that, you might have to sit out a year, or you might not. It was all kind of up in the air. But now everyone gets one for free where they can just go play. So that's what a lot of guys are doing.
Okay.
What I'm saying is I don't think there will be this many transfers every year. New broom sweeps best type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they hang up. we love the callers who just...
Well, they're almost in his time window now,
yeah,
though.
That's true. They
Actually,
are. They're like
are.
Right there in
no,
the window. What did you say?
725 to 728. They're right on 726.
Oh. But now if you really want to call and talk, you can. Got that taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Davey Hudson will greet you as you call in. We do appreciate old Dave. Every contribution he makes to the show to make it something. He does that. He makes it... You know,
back's pretty sore from carrying it lately.
Yeah, I mean, you've been on heavy workload this morning, so thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
I do really like.
Yep.
Today's bets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good to know.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Well, I will come back with more. And eventually,
they certainly are.
We might
good.
Let Davey share those said.
Yeah, we
bets.
Can't wait for Davey to join the show this morning. It'll be good whenever that does happen.
More three and out next. You want to call in? Now's the time, apparently. 865-546-8200. Nick Saban has replied, Houston. The Jimbo Fisher's beat his ass comments.
Yep, saw that. It's a bold strategy by old Jimbo. He was probably hopped up on the Coke, a cola.
going to beat his ass before he retires. It's okay.
I'm going to go ahead and – would you put money right now on Jimbo beating Nick Saban once or not?
Man, that's a good – that's a, he just has to beat him.
Like, you got to put once. You got to put everything up. You got to put the station, the house, the cars, the kids. What are you betting? You betting on Saban or you betting on Jimbo getting one?
I think I'd ride with Saban.
I think I would too. Sickening. But it is what it is.
Saban was asked about it. He said,
keep in mind that they're good friends. They're right. They're, you know, they probably pontoon together or something.
On the pontoon. Saban said, in golf?
I thought he was actually pretty good at golf. Jimbo doesn't seem like he'd be a good golfer.
I don't know.
Not patient enough.
I don't know. Saban seems like he's getting a little happier as time goes on, which I think might mean,
you know,
he might lose one game.
I've noticed eventually. That. It's like the success is coming so easy now, he actually kind of gets to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Was it this championship? He like teared up a little bit when they beat Clemson?
He basically said this team was
one of his favorites.
Better than his other teams. Not from a play standpoint.
All they had to deal with, and the way they came together to fight COVID.
How they were just like the best kids,
right? Because of what they had to overcome in the off season, it was good. But Davey's giving
just lecturing
time.
The listeners.
Yeah. Chase tweets in, says, just what he was looking for on a Friday morning on the airwaves: family, ancestry, and geography of the state of South Carolina. Eric tweets in, says, the low country is Charleston to St. Simon Island, Georgia. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Is that true? That's like the...
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. Okay. Like, technically, you know, like Myrtle Beach, not low country.
No. Huh.
Even though it's on the coast. It's different. The coast is angled. It's not like Davies.
Perfect.
Lenore City.
Six quadrants.
Yeah. Horizontal.
Well, he called it...
It's latitude. The equator.
Yeah, he called it the equator yesterday. Like, Lenore City is right on the equator of the state of Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Draw the line.
Checks
out.
Tim did for you.
You drew... Yep.
Lenore City, northern part of Loudoun County.
We get a Tim Twitter update. He has now 12 followers because...
I followed him.
Did you?
Yeah.
13, lucky 13 then.
He deserves it.
Tim's the best.
He's worked hard.
He has.
Who got on the phone there, Dave?
Nobody.
Okay.
What?
Everyone's still just calling in to bug you?
I think it's just the same person.
Oh.
I like it. Hope it's Bear.
I told him. I was like, no, it wasn't Bear.
Oh.
I told him. I was like, all right, just.
I'm on the clock.
I was fun for it for 7:30, but
time
I was
to
like,
talk.
It's I'm being a contributing member of Three and Out now.
Thank you. We do appreciate it. Did you guys see the Jake Paul Floyd Mayweather
something about a hat
press conference? Yeah,
I thought it was funny.
I don't
really care. I thought it was funny. I'm like, why pull the like? Hey, I'm a 5-year old playing recess with my friends, and I'm just gonna go steal your hat.
Yeah, it's very fifth grade, kind of like Floyd's. Never mind. But apparently, after stealing the hat, he got a tooth chipped in the melee.
Oh.
Yeah. And he didn't care.
Okay.
He said he's ready for the fight. He's also so much bigger than Floyd. Does he have a shot here? No, I'm just kidding. He won't land a punch.
No.
No.
You can't hit Floyd Mayweather.
It's amazing, really.
Yeah.
All right. Who's on the phone there, Dave?
Matt.
Good. Let's go ahead and bring him on.
Matt, you're on Three and Out. What's up, buddy?
Is Davey on the clock or off the clock? I thought it was to 7:28, so I know I'm late.
No, well, he's on the clock for the show. He just said that would be the ideal time to call. So
he's here. We don't know what it is that he does.
Except for slurping on those energy drinks, man.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like pumping. It's like pumping that going to a movie and somebody pumping the smell of popcorn through the, you know, to make you want popcorn. Like, I don't know what it is.
Is that a thing? I thought they just made the popcorn and it smelled like that. You're telling me they pipe that in?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They pop it in, man. Get those dollars up for selling some popcorn.
Like they pipe in oxygen at the casino.
I was just about to say, oxygen in the casino keeps you awake, ready to go.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What are we talking about this morning, guys?
Well, we got a baseball preview coming up here in a little bit.
Where my grandmother's family
reunion
was.
Yeah, we talked about Hodges, South Carolina for the Stevenson family reunion. So that was good. Talked to Tony V and his experience at Missouri. Hopefully they don't try to lure him away this weekend while he's coaching the boys up on the road in Columbia. And we got a wide receiver walk-on.
Yeah, I saw that. We
beat out
50 yards.
We beat out Erskine.
Javonte Payton is a scholarship player from Mississippi State. We got a walk on yesterday.
Nigel Lanier. Nigel Lanier. I like the name Nigel. We've had some success with Nigels.
I can think of one.
I think we've only had one Nigel.
Okay, batting 100.
We are.
Batting thousands. My bad.
What's this guy's? Just
6'2", 190, 4'6", 240.
Pretty big receiver.
Yeah. You know, I did see an interesting note. So apparently, Butch Jones tried to recruit Javonte Payton out of high school, couldn't get him. Jeremy Pruitt tried to recruit Javonte Payton out of JUCO, couldn't get him, and Heupel just got him in the transfer portal. What do you think about that?
I'm telling you. I think if he starts winning pretty quick, he could. I think he could recruit lots out. He's so far behind the eight ball right now.
I know.
You can't recruit to the brand of Tennessee anymore because it's just. I hate admitting this. We just don't have a damn brand. It's like it's irrelevant unless you're outside of Knoxville.
Still got good facilities. The orange pops.
Yeah, I know, man, but just realistically, if we just ain't there. If we win, if we could win, all we got to do is freaking win. Have one good season. And it's just like it would set off because you've got the tradition. You got the history. It's all there. It's like sitting on a stick of dynamite just waiting to be lit. Somebody's just got to win an unexpected game or something. Win eight games, nine, I don't know. Something's got to happen where that momentum starts to carry.
Yeah, every season's a little bit different. It feels like this year is eight the number where everyone's just like, whoa, wait a minute. He won eight games? Because it's not seven, right?
No.
And it's not nine.
Nine's way out of – that's too much to expect. Now, if he could win eight in a bowl game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, eight wins means you're – six wins we're beating – That's nothing to me, man. I mean, you're just kind of – that's a good – it's a decent season. I wouldn't take anything away from him for it because it is what it is. But if you win eight, you're beating two teams you're not supposed to beat, you know. And chances are you're probably going to upset – well, that would – eight wins wouldn't be one of the big three, would it? You're probably
– No, not necessarily. I mean, it could happen, and then you drop a weird one.
Yeah, which I wouldn't want to happen. I don't know. Who knows, man? But, you know – we kind of just, where we're at, just accept the fact that we're going to lose to Florida, Georgia, Alabama. It's just where we are. But why is that, guys? Like, why can we – I see all these other teams, Kentucky, even Vanderbilt, for Christ's sakes, in the present past, I mean, has beat a top one of those three teams. Why can't we freaking do it?
I mean, I think we can. We just haven't. I mean, we
haven't.
We led Georgia at the half. We led Georgia at the half this past year with that team.
I gave this stat a while back, but, I mean, if you want to look at the Georgia, Florida, and Alabama series, over the last decade, we are 3-27 against those schools. The last 3 years, we have not finished within 20 points except for the Florida game last season on a last-minute cover.
I don't know what's worse, the latter part of your statement or the first part of it. That's, I mean, 3-27, dude. That just still is mind-boggling. I don't get it. But it's got to change at some point. I just wish we could get a coach, and maybe Hoopla will do it, dude. I don't know. Maybe he won't. But just a little jive talking, man. You know, who was it down at Georgia that what was the coach? Pretty stand-up guy, but went and danced on the end zone at Florida.
Oh, yeah, Mark Richt when he sent the whole team out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That, to me, was badass. Like, it's like straight, you know, you just don't care. Like, you're just like, look, dude, we're going to do this. And they won the game, didn't they?
Yep.
I mean, if you're going to – and I don't think they were – I mean, it's just what I'm saying. That's the edge we've got to have. I mean, if we're going to be the scruffy city, can we start being scruffy? I mean, instead of being a bunch of pansies just getting walked over from everybody, like expecting to lose by 30. I mean, we're just at the point where we're like, well, if we can just keep it within 21 of Alabama, you know, I mean, good God, people, what the hell's happened to us?
Yeah, like I wonder – I was wondering about that yesterday, and I forgot to ask Nate, like, what kind of – coach, do we think Heupel's going to, like, is he going to be a coach that'll kind of take some shots at other coaches in the media? Is he going to be a guy who, you know, like, I think it was between the third and fourth quarter, like, Kiffin used to get the team over on the sidelines and they'd all, like, jump around and all that. Like, is he going to have anything, what's the word? It's not, I don't want to say cocky, but, you know, just, hey, we've got an attitude. We've got a swagger. We know we're not going to win every game, but we're going to play with that kind of confidence. Or is it going to be, like, I sit over here and call plays? I'm interested to see that.
I am too.
Because now, and hear me say this: like, I don't know that one way or the other is good or bad. It just kind of depends on the situation. Like, Nick Saban's not over there like hyping the fans up and dancing around, but like Lane Kiffin does it, and the players respond.
I don't. He's got to figure out his own path and something that is just, you know, I'm not saying he's got to go dance on the midfield, you know, dance
right,
on that stupid
right.
A. or something, but he's got to figure something out to trigger another team to make it where it's like, because right now it's just we're so irrelevant, nobody cares.
Yeah,
like, nobody cares about nobody. There's no threat. There's no nothing. At least if you dance in the end zone or do whatever you're going to do to trigger another team, at least you've triggered them, and maybe you got a chance to beat them because they're so pissed off they play out of their realm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which
yeah.
is probably what happened with Georgia at that time. We're just right now. It's just like we
just kind of show up and like,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
don't beat us too bad,
yeah,
please.
Take our lumps.
Yeah, no attitude,
yeah,
no swagger. Yeah,
no nothing, no absolutely nothing. The last time we had swagger was double birds in the end zone. That was it. That's the last
that
time
the
I
moment.
Saw any. That was the moment. Yeah, I don't know how many people are you gonna have at your reunion, Nate.
No, that was just.
Oh, it was a previous reunion.
Yeah, that was
oh.
just childhood.
Oh,
talk.
Previous reunion. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We don't really go back gotcha. There anymore.
Oh. Yikes, man. Yeah.
I haven't had a reunion in probably about 15 years. The last one I went to was, there were probably 350 people there.
Jeez.
It's nuts. Yeah, it's a big, big family. I think my papaw had four uncles and eight aunts, so there were like 9 kids total. Or something, that's 12. I don't know, it's a lot.
Three old rabbits?
Davey, that's personal, dude. Don't you cross the line.
Yeah, Davey. Come down there and turn my boot sideways. I'm going to lube it up real good and stick it straight up your candy.
Hey, Matt, before you go, quick question. Oh, sorry, Dave. I was going to ask him the question. I'll get to it later.
Oh, he can. Matt, does your wife have a sister? Was that what you're going to ask?
Yeah.
Okay.
You. Oh, God. Yikes.
Final segment, hour number one, this Friday edition of the program.
Davey's in rare form. We got that going for us.
Yep.
I don't know. What do we do with him?
My parents have asked that question for years.
We think we're done with quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I would hope so.
Well, TJ Finley's in the transfer portal. Just saying.
Is he NC State?
LSU.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I'm thinking of a different Finley.
Yeah, that was a different Finley. I don't think we want that LSU Finley. He did not look like he knew how to play quarterback last year.
Didn't he have a good game or two?
Yeah.
He beat somebody. Like, threw it. Was it Auburn?
I don't know.
Had a great game. Did you see that... was it Georgia's governor signed the name, image, and likeness bill in the locker room at Georgia?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, Governor Brian Kemp signed a new bill that will regulate college athletes' name, image, and likeness. Signed it in front of a Georgia Bulldog backdrop. He said he hoped it would help Georgia win a national championship. Yeah. No, this is what makes this interesting. So we've been saying this, right? Like, how is this going to work? The bill will allow the schools, in this case, we'll use Georgia as the example.
Okay.
To take 75% of any endorsement income to distribute to other players and sports. 75%.
Wait, the school takes 75%?
That's right. So let's say JT Daniels gets a $100,000 endorsement deal with the PlayStation. I don't know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The left should be happy.
I'm not making this a party thing. It's just, you know, I'm just.
What?
75%.
What? That's a form of socialism.
Yeah.
No, it is. I don't disagree. 75%. That's not across board, though. Like, Florida might be 50%. Tennessee might come out. Bill Lee might sign one this week that's like 100%. Keep it.
I doubt Tennessee's going to sign it.
Why?
At this point, don't you have to do something?
Yep. You do. Or you're not going to have any players.
Right. I mean,
we've been doing that for a decade.
I mean, I guess the SEC could step in and say no.
Across the board. I mean, the SEC...
Because I don't know what the NCAA is going to do. Because a lot of these bills, they're writing in language that if the NCAA tries to stop it, they're gonna sue the NCAA.
Yeah.
Very fascinating. So, yeah. Think about that, though. Signs a $50,000 deal and gets $12,500 out of it. And the school just gets to do whatever they want with the 75%. Is that
so they can do what they want, or they have to put it forward to other players?
That is a good question.
That would make a lot more sense.
Because this says
I took it as they had to.
Is it a cut when it's three-fourths?
I need to read the bill. I'm kind of going
into
this blind.
It's a chunk. It's a majority. Yeah. It can't be a cut. If I say, hey, give me a slice of that pie, and I take three-fourths of the pie, I didn't take a slice.
Yeah. If you're like, hey, Nate, I got this really cool new way we can revenue share with a sponsor. It's going to be completely out of the box. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we can work something out. I'm just going to, the station will just need their cut. And you're like, okay, cool. Let's meet for lunch tomorrow and talk about it. And then I'm like, all right, I was thinking the station cut would be 75%. You would look at me like I lost my bleepity bleep mind. Like, a cut implies...
Some type of balance. Or smaller.
I feel like a cut is always got to be smaller than 50%.
Right.
Like, if it's going to be 50-50, say, okay.
Split.
We got to split it. Yeah.
Yeah, this is not a cut.
I feel like 49% is the largest number you could call a cut. But it still
enough.
Doesn't even sound right. I mean, I would almost think if somebody says, I need, what's my cut?
That's not going to be a good deal for Georgia. I don't think.
75%.
Because this is the issue. I mean, if the state of Alabama is like, yep, we're allowing athletes to keep 85%, and a kid's down to Georgia and Alabama, where's he going? He's going to Alabama. And then he's going to go to Auburn because it's the same percentage. Georgia's going to be toast.
This is why the NCAA should have done this, 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They should have made it standard operating procedure that whatever that that it's who what whatever it's 50-50. I don't know, but whatever
yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah.
Across the board, every school.
Well, because that's what schools are worried about. Schools are worried that players
that,
are now going
to
be.
Pilot's going to give all the money to Harrison Bailey and none of the money to Tennessee.
Right. Dish and Chevy, all that. Yeah. But I don't know how. You're right. This is something you would hope the NCAA has been working on for 10 years, so they have some type of plan. I'm telling you, they just started working on this last year.
No, they don't.
They have no idea.
They're more they're more consumed with fighting against it than to actually figure out a way to a solution.
It's just a very tough situation because it's a state decision.
Yeah,
you're not going to get all 50 states with the exact same ideas on this. TK says, we can't stop Davy Boy. We can only hope to contain him. Oh, I could stop it. I could end it quickly.
I control your mic, not the other way around.
I will come back there and I will fight you. I'll throw this wooden football right at your nose. Georgia athletes, Billy just sent this in, can start making endorsement money on July 1st. That's 2 months away.
Good luck, Mark Emmert.
Yeah, you're kind of running out of time there, bud.
What about Florida? Theirs is coming. Do we know what the split is there?
No.
That's going to be the hottest thing in the discussion thing for high school players now. Hey, what's the split in Florida? Oh, it's 50-50. What's the split in Arkansas? Oh, you get your 60-40 our way? Oh, what, how about
Tennessee's
wait,
what?
Wait.
75% for me?
Wait. If I go to North Dakota State, I can keep 98%, and that one car dealership's already like said that they'll do – well, that's a much smaller deal than if I go to, you know, Georgia, but North Dakota State, I'll be the best player on the team. I'll get the biggest endorsement package. At Georgia, I'll be second string. Like, maybe this will actually help even the playing field a little more.
You think so?
I mean, theoretically, it could even out, but I mean, I'm sure they'll screw it up.
Let's see here.
College athletics has always kind of been held together by a pretty loose thread. State to state, division to division,
yeah.
You know, like sure. it's all over the map. And you really saw it this year where you had Division I play in the fall, you had FCS play in the spring, and then it's a nightmare right now. I would hate to have a kid that is kind of in that like
mess,
maybe FBS, maybe FCS, group of five realm, and having to think about, I don't know, this kind of stuff.
State legislator in Florida, they were going to postpone the name, image, and likeness bill to 2022. They then changed it, this about a week ago. They are now saying that the state of Florida can do whatever the hell we want, and if the NCAA tries to intervene, our schools will drop out of the NCAA. It's going to be messy, guys.
Sounds like a super league to me.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking in my head. Like, is that what this is going to turn into? I mean, it basically already is like a minor league sport.
Right.
With professional level interest and money.
Mm-hmm. Outside of the NCAA tournament, I wouldn't mind a complete shakeup. It could be worse. It could be for the better. I don't know. But, like, I mean, I'm kind of at that point, like, just give me some drama.
But we're sitting over here trying to do whatever the NCAA wants because our integrity.
Yeah, I mean, if we were good, I'd probably have a different opinion, yeah, but seeing as where we are.
No, that's a great point.
Like, we're over here.
We're going to punish ourselves.
We're boot sniffing.
With an organization that's not even going to exist. That is so Tennessee!
We're going to do a two-year bowl ban, and at the end of the 2 years, we'll drop out of the NCAA. GBO. GTFO.